Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with Michael Paler about the Community Action Support Group. Oh, support team, sorry.
Support team, yes. I'm working with many people.
Well, I mean, we've got a lot to cover because we've been chatting in and out the green room.
Yes, sorry.
No, no problem at all. And we've got a lot to cover, haven't we?
Yes, and this is only one show.
So let's get cracking, shall we?
Okay, then, let's go.
Right. So what is the Community Action Support Team?
Right. So this is a team of, I've got about 25 experts from all walks of life on the island who will be able to help any organisations that come to Community Action saying we want to do projects. We can go in, we can help them set it up, look for possible funding for it, and then get them going.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then we'll guide them. Then we walk away so that it's sustainable to themselves.
It's like, look, I need some help with this. It's like, we can help you with
this. We're like troubleshooters.
Oh, right.
That's the easiest way of putting it. Problem is, the trouble keeps coming to us.
Ah, right. You're obviously very good at what you do then.
I'm not too sure. Well, I have had no one walk away yet.
Well, if people keep coming to you for advice and help, you must be doing something right.
Oh, yeah, it's all going well. So, you know, we're really enjoying ourselves.
Okay, then. So what kind of services do Community Action Support Teams supply?
They supply, I'm trying to think of one, a planning application for a cemetery. They were having trouble with that. I had an architect who could advise them and got the plan through.
Okay.
So very simple things like that. We've got a couple of gardening groups that we've set up, and that's going to be in 5 locations around the island. So that will get people out to get involved in their own communities.
Helping their communities, but also fresh air, exercise.
We'll do the gardens. There's a bit for a dementia bed.
Oh, right.
There'll be a sensory bed. So there's different areas, and then the schools will take on a bed as well.
So they'll know how to plant their own.
So they would plant their own, and they look after it.
Mm.
So we've got 5 projects of that going on at the moment.
Anything else?
Like I say, we've got dementia for horses. Not dementia for horses. The dementia homes. And that will have therapy sessions at the Riding Centre.
Is that up at Gigi's?
Up at Gigi's, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The Island Riding Centre.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Well, I'm involved with the White Horse charity there. And we're having people up there to sort of groom, feed horses. And it's just to give them a relaxed atmosphere for somewhere to give them a break.
Yeah, because obviously once you've got dementia and things like that, you need a little bit of stimulation and a little
bit
of help. And I'd imagine it's very draining on those people that are caring for people with dementia.
Well, that's it. This gives the carers a break as well.
Yeah, a little bit of respite.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds amazing. And a lot of, you know, very well-being, as it were. You know, it gives you a good
sense
of
it. It all comes under the well-being part of the plan.
Mm.
There's plans for everything at the moment.
Sounds like you're a very busy man.
Well, I like being busy. And like I say, one of the things I liked is that Ian Mack said to us, "Oh, do you know anyone for the? Is it the starters on a Saturday morning?
Oh, the short breaks team.
Short breaks team." He said, "We need a couple." So I said, "Oh, all right, leave it with me." So I found 2. They came in. They were buzzing after the session. The mum said to us, "They were buzzing." I spoke to Kelvin last week, and he said they were great. Can you get me some more?
Mm.
So that shows what Vectis Radio is actually doing for the youngsters, is actually getting them involved.
I mean, I think that, I mean, I didn't come through the programme myself, like the 4Ps or the adult learning programme. But from my understanding is we do a hell of a lot in the community, and a lot of the work is perhaps not brought to the front so much because we don't blow our own trumpet.
No, that's one of the problems.
Mm.
I need sort of all the places on this island that are doing such good things, and that's where I'm helping them, to sort of blow the trumpets and the good work that can be done and that has been done. There's more positives on the island than there are negatives.
I mean, I wasn't aware until I started on radio how much genuine community spirit there is on the island, which I believe is a rarity nowadays.
This is one of the best places in the country for community involvement. And this island would not work unless it had volunteers.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is where sort of all the groups all come together. And that's one of the things I do, is I get people to work together. Because on this island, there's sort of people who don't want to work with someone from next door. But I can normally just have a conversation and they'll end up working together.
Sit down, have a cup of tea.
Have a cup of tea and a biscuit. We know that solves the problems of the world.
What problems can't you solve over a cup of tea and a biscuit?
Exactly.
Right, so back on track, as it were. Do you have a... Does the Community Action Support Team have a walk-in centre, as it were? If so, where is it located?
Well, I'm starting the first one up this week.
Ah, okay. And is this an inside scoop then?
Yes.
Oh.
Right. This Thursday, I'll be having drop-in sessions at Sounds and Grounds in Cowes.
All right, yeah.
That's on the first Thursday of each month, and that's from 10 till 12.
Sounds and Grounds, that is the coffee shop.
This is the coffee shop.
Just down from what the police station used to be in Cowes. Yeah, I know.
And up the road from the new police station.
Oh, right.
So that's the first one. And then on the Friday, the first Friday of the month, we'll be holding one in the East Cowes Curve.
Oh, right, yeah.
And that will be from 10 to 12 also.
And that's open to anybody?
And anyone who wants to walk in can have a chat. And we can signpost them or give them whatever advice we can or...
Point them in the right direction. No, that's fine. It sounds like you're doing an amazing job. You know, you're doing something genuine for the community. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I enjoy working with the community because you walk away at the end of the day and you can see smiles on people's faces.
And the smiles are worth more than any money you can have in the world, isn't it?
More than anything.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's fair enough. So there are other community groups on the island which offer similar help and advice. What makes the Community Action Support Team stand out from others on the island?
Because we're the biggest.
Well,
that's a simple thing. And because we sort of came through COVID, sort of did all the action plans for that, took over from the council, got things going, we've got the background knowledge for all the island. Of every group, I think there's about 1,500 different groups on this island, and in one way or other, they're all connected to Community Action.
Mm-hmm.
So they now know that we've got an additional service for them, and that is who this is aimed at, is all those different organisations. And I've had people already approaching me from all sorts of projects. A lady asked, "Can I help with swimming pools?" I said, I'll see what I can do. So I'm on the case for swimming pools on the island, which I can't elaborate on because I haven't told the cabinet member yet how this is going to work.
I'm saying nothing. This is nothing to do with me. It's above my pay grade.
Okay, I'll bring it back down to easy ones then. So then there's a couple of other events that we're involved with, a science fair, which we will be announcing soon, which is going to be something spectacular for the island.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier, and Ian's got the scoop on
Ian's
that one.
Ian's got the scoop on that one.
Right, I'm not going to tread on Ian's toes
but
on that one then.
That is going to be such a buzz.
Oh, from the outline that you gave me when we were speaking in the green room earlier about it, that sounds absolutely amazing. And the backing that you've got from local businesses as well.
And international businesses.
Is incredible.
Yeah.
So that's going to be amazing when that's announced.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to that one.
Yeah, but unfortunately, that's only for years 5 and 6. For the simple reason, this is part of the STEM education, so that when they go to secondary school, they will sort of be directed as soon as they go there, saying, I want to be a scientist, I want to be a mathematician, or they're going to the scientists.
It's supporting their educational
needs. So it's sort of pointing them before they go there and start sort of hanging about.
Yeah, it points them in the right
direction
from an educational point of view. Because obviously education is a very important thing.
Exactly.
And you're never too old to learn something new either.
No, you always learn something completely different every day.
Life is, that's just what life is about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So if people wanted to find out more about the Community Action Support Team, is there a website and can the project be found on social medias?
Yes. Community Action.
Just go to...
Go there. The email for it, if you need
email. Feel free. Plug away, sir.
It's cast@actioniw.org.uk.
Okay.
Simple as that.
And on social media, just just type in Community Action Support Team and...
And it all comes up.
All the information you require is online.
Yep.
See, there you go.
We've made it so simple. That's why so many people are now using it.
But that's got to be a good thing.
That's good, yeah.
That has got to be a good thing in the long term, hasn't it,
yes.
really?
Yeah.
Right, Josh, have you got any questions you'd like to ask?
Does Community Action Support Group offer projects for all ages and abilities?
I do it from 4 years old to 104. So there's something for everybody.
Okay. Any more questions, Josh?
No, that's all.
Just the one? No, please. No.
No, Josh, I've got stuff for sort of young kids. I've got teenagers. I've got middle-aged people. And I've got old people. I've got the lot. So no one's been left out. So where a lot of projects sort of go for one group, I've made sure that we cover everybody.
So you're 100% inclusive then?
Yeah.
No matter your age or your ability?
It doesn't matter your age, ability. We've got sessions that I'm arranging for disabled children.
Yeah.
So you name it, we can cover it.
In some way you can help.
We can find someone who can get you on your way.
So if you're in trouble and maybe you can't find someone, go hire you guys.
Yes. Yeah.
Trying to plagiarise a TV show.
Okay. What programmes are we going on now?
I don't know if I can say it out loud, but you know exactly what I mean.
I know where you're going.
You know exactly what I mean.
Yes.
If you've got a problem, come see you guys, and in some way you...
We will get them up and going.
You can help.
Yes.
Right. Okay, then. So what do you have in the pipeline?
In the pipeline.
Anything we can get a little bit of an inside scoop about other than the sign?
Okay, we've got one for young carers that we're sorting out for in 2 months' time.
Yeah.
And we've got young carers on this island from the ages of 4 to 14.
Because a lot of people don't realise that...
The age.
Yeah, because sometimes people associate carers with being like an older person.
Yep.
And it's like, no, sometimes a mum and dad is ill and the child, like a child has to step up and step in and help out around the home, like cooking, cleaning, doing the shopping, whatever that needs to be done.
Well, this programme that we're setting up is what we call the Carers First Aid.
Oh, right.
And they will come up to the riding centre on a Saturday morning. The young carer will have a first aid course, whilst the rest of the family can use the facilities. There's a playground, a cafe and that. So the family's not split up for any particular time.
Oh, right. So
we've worked it so the whole family go there and the youngster gets a certificate to say they've done first aid.
Which is a worthwhile certificate having.
But this first aid is for if mum or dad falls out of a wheelchair, instead of trying to struggle to get them up, just make sure they can breathe properly.
Mm-hmm. Like a recovery position.
A recovery position.
Yeah.
And then call for the help so that the youngster doesn't hurt themselves or get themselves.
So if an adult falls out of a wheelchair, a child trying to pick up that person...
It's not going
to
work.
It's going to be almost impossible, isn't it?
But if they can just make sure that they can breathe and they're right.
Cover the basics.
Yeah.
Get in touch with an ambulance.
So that's what we're doing.
No, that sounds amazing.
And we've got a few other charities around the island that are interested in this, and we think this programme will go national.
I mean, I hope it does.
It does.
You could save someone's life doing that, without question.
Yes,
do you know what I mean? And that makes a hell of a lot of difference for
but
a lot of people.
What I want to make sure is that all these kids feel that they can do it quite confidently when the situation may arise.
Mm. Because obviously you don't know if that situation is going to
arise. No, that's it. It may never happen. But
fingers crossed, it won't.
Yeah.
But you have to be prepared for certain situations, don't you?
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
No,
so that's
great.
One of the projects that's coming up.
Okay.
And that's in the next couple of months.
And all the information for that is on the social medias as well?
That will be released in about 2 weeks' time.
So keep an eye on the social
media. Keep an eye on the social media.
Okay.
And cool. That will be all announced. And I can tee up someone from the riding tender to come and talk to you.
Yeah.
To tell you about all the other different things, because we've got so many different groups that are now involved all over the island in doing things, and we've got people coming from the mainland as well.
Well, that's good.
So we had a first aid course for riders, and that had children coming from Dulwich.
Really?
They wow. came down for the day to do this course.
Go to the Isle of Wight for a couple of days, have a nice day out, do a course, learn, get some education
and then
in.
Go away.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing wrong
as
with that.
As long as you can get off the island.
Oh, of course, because it's been pretty tricky at the moment, hasn't it?
Cause, yes, we've got... put that down to the weather.
Yes, yes, and we'll leave it at that one.
Yep.
Right, I just got one more last question then. Oh, this is...
Go on, here comes the curveball, is it?
It is the curveball, it's not in the script. What's your favourite TV show?
My favourite TV show?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's well left field, isn't it?
I don't really see that much TV.
Oh, you must remember, I have a childhood favourite then, or something like that.
Oh, childhood. Fireball XL5, how's that going back in time?
That's all right. Do you remember that one?
It's a little no.
Bit... It'll probably be a bit too...
Right, have you heard of Thunderbirds?
Yes, I have.
Right, it's along the same lines as that.
It was before Thunderbirds.
No, but,
you, but you can go back to Supercar, which was the first one.
I don't remember that one.
Supercar, Mitch the Monkey.
Ah, right, I'll have to look that up.
You'll find that one on YouTube.
I will look that up on social media. What's your favourite TV show, Josh?
I'm one of those people that likes the quiz, so I'm going to have to say The House of Games.
House of Games? All right, fair enough.
What's yours?
If I had to pick, I'm going to say either Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad.
Right, fair enough.
Both very well written, critically acclaimed TV shows. That's my pick.
Oh, I've just watched... What's that one about the Bomb Squad on TV? Oh, Trigger or something like that it was called.
I don't know. I watch lots of my TV online.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, this was about a bomb disposal team in London.
Oh, right.
That's and it was really good.
You'd have to try and remember that name. I might have to check that out.
I'm sure it's Trigger. Something like that.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Trigger the Horse or...
Or Only Fools and Horses.
Fools and Horses. No, we're not going down that one.
Oh, dear. Right. Anyway, thank you very much for coming into the studio, Michael. It's been great chatting with you.
Yes, and thank you, Nick and Josh. And it's been good to see both of you. And look forward to seeing you both again somewhere along the line.
It'll be... When you get some more stuff sorted out, please come back on the show and have another chat, and we'll spread some love in our community once again.
That's what we're all about.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.